T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve in Baldwin wants to talk about Mr. Big Chest. Go ahead, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Ron, I wanted to offer you something that my son told me he heard on one of those media outlets, either the Avon or the Athletic. One of the people over there made a note that although Antonio has always been an attention seeker and a little flake, it's really increased over the last 3 years, and it seems to go back also to the time that could coincide with the time, rather, that he got that concussion from Burfict in that game. And so you might be seeing some of the results of CTE right now, and it just seems to be getting worse as it goes along.
Well, I'm no doctor, so I don't know. I'm just speculating, trying to figure out a reason how someone can act in such a bizarre manner.
I think it's money and fame and jealousy. All of the above. I can't give him the excuse of possible brain damage at this point. I think the guy's a jerk. That's what I think, Ron. Which way would you lean more toward?
Jerk?
Yeah.
Or
CTE, brain damage, something wrong with him.
I would believe either at this point, Joe. I really would. I mean, it's clearly there's something troubling him. Bad guy, jerk, whatever. You know, I quoted Art Rooney in my column today from 2 years ago when he gave that big contract to Antonio. He says, Antonio's a good guy, a good teammate. Well, I don't think they're saying that now, are they?
No, they're not. Of course, I wouldn't have thought from, you know, end zone celebrations and a face look live video that we would be talking about furniture flying from buildings and quitting on his team, though. So I can't blame Art Rooney for not seeing that or predicting that. I just can't. I could see, you know, more problems, but nothing to this extent.
Who could have predicted this? Nobody could have predicted this bad.
Barry.
But I mean, it goes back to me. It really started this year. Well, we don't know what he did in the offseason with that stuff off the balcony, but his mini camp meltdown when he, basically dying alive, to quote Jaromir Jagr, it started then and it hasn't stopped, has it?
No, not to this very day. Barry in Crafton Heights, what's up?
Hey, guys. Let me preface my remarks by saying I'm a retired special ed teacher who worked with students who were emotionally challenged my whole life. AB, when he was still AB a few years back, and you're pointing out the things, the celebrations that got penalties, the sideline antics and whatever, he started losing a lot of fan support. Fans loved what he did, you know, with the touchdowns and yardage, but not the actions. But now when you come into last year, the big story was not AB anymore. It was Lev Bell, who wasn't even there. Was he coming? Was he not coming? Add in Juju, who's the cute little guy with riding a bike around Pittsburgh and so forth. AB just lost the fact that he's not the point of everyone's interest anymore. And now all of this is simply to punish Pittsburgh, the team, the fans, everybody, to give us the lowest possible return on his trade or whatever. And I think that's what he's doing. He's trying to punish everyone here.
Well, isn't he punishing himself, though? You know, he wants a new contract with guaranteed, as he said, no more unguaranteed. Does he think he's going to get a big new deal if the Steelers would release him? I don't think so.
Well, the professional term is that he's got toys in the attic. He thinks he's, instead of Mr. Big Chest, he's become Mr. Big Head, and he's seeing himself inside his head as a much bigger person than he really is.
Well, there's no doubt, there's no doubt, Barry, and we appreciate the call, that he has hurt the Steelers here big time in terms of return. But I agree with Ron that he's probably hurt himself more. Eric in Zelianople, what's up?
Yeah, I got a question for you. Aren't there, like, any rules in the NFL as far as tampering?
Yes.
I mean, can't this
I think.
Isn't this borderline tampering?
Borderline. He invited teams yesterday via video to
call
him.
Hit me up. Hit me up, he said.
Yes, and I wonder what the ramifications for that could be. I don't know. I don't know if the Steelers would have grounds to take money back, to suspend him, if indeed he sticks around here for a while, which I don't think he will. But surely, Ron, there has to be some rule against openly soliciting
teams.
Putting
on a 49ers jersey.
Brian in Baldwin, what's up?
Hi, guys. I would like to make a comment about Mr. Big Chest.
Yeah. Go for it. Hit me up. Hit us up.
I think we should 302 Mr. Big Chest. We should get an online petition in Pittsburgh to 302 Big Chest because he's really lost his mind.
I don't know what 302 means.
Committed, I believe.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Psychiatric evaluation.
Something's wrong. you know what? Something is wrong. There's no doubt.
Bill wants to talk AB. What's up, Bill?
Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. I appreciate it. I learned a long time ago that it's not what you say, but how you say it. I truly believe that if Ben Roethlisberger had said, I should have thrown the juju four times because AB was double covered. And when I threw that pick in the end zone, if he had said, Antonio and I just weren't on the same page. If I'm Antonio Brown and I'm the best receiver in the league, and I get thrown under the bus on your radio station, okay, by the guy who threw the most interceptions this year in the league, at least tied for the most interceptions, I think I would be upset with that.
Would you be upset to the point? Would you be upset to the point of quitting on the team, not returning your boss's calls, demanding trades, soliciting other teams via social media? You'd quit?
I probably wouldn't do that, but the local media is crucifying this guy worse than the Boston media crucified Aaron Hernandez. It's incredible. I can't believe it.
So what do you think? You know, so you just support quitting on the team?
No, I don't support
you
that.
Support not call, not call. So what are we supposed to say about
is
it?
Is there a bigger sin in sports, Bill?
You know, when you don't call your boss, Bill, I don't know what you do for a living. If your boss calls you and you don't call him back, is there going to be repercussions?
I understand that. You're absolutely right. I think he has some psychological problems. But you've got to give some responsibility for this situation to Ben Roethlisberger. He's right when he says he has an over mentality. This guy's running the show, and if they give him $30 million, they're out of their minds.
If he is running the show, would you know why that would be, Bill? Because he's the most important person in the organization. That's why.
So you better believe. So is Drew Brees.
Yeah.
So is Drew Brees.
Yeah.
It's all how you say something.
Yes, and I think Ben was absolutely calculated when he said we should have gone to Juju four times. He didn't mean because Antonio was double covered. To me, that was a message to Antonio Brown.
Yeah, he says, in fact, he goes, I love to throw to Juju because I always know where he's going to be in the right spot.
Well, one of the reasons why Ben Roethlisberger is going to be in the Hall of Fame is because of Antonio Brown.
Well, there's no question about that.
Yeah, Ben won Super Bowls without Antonio. What did Antonio win so far?
He hasn't won anything, but
yeah.
Let me make one more quick point. I appreciate you letting me talk. You think this has something to do with Mr. Roethlisberger coming up for a contract and wanting to get the highest paid player on the team out of town so he can get a little bit more? Think about that for a second. Thank you, guys.
No,
I don't think he wanted Antonio out of the team. I don't believe that.
He's going to get his money regardless, Bill.
Yep,
he's going to get his money regardless because he's the most important player in the organization. And he's the single most important player in this organization since the 70s Steelers, and that's pretty much inarguable. Sorry. Ron, where would you like to go from here?
Watching you do some more push-ups, maybe?
Do we go to baseball? Do we go to Tyone? Where do we go?
We got a hockey game tonight. The Penguins, a big game that they can't beat for whatever reason. That New Jersey just owns them. I don't get it. Why? Are they better?
No.
Not in the standings, is it just a match?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that happens.
I think they didn't beat him last year. If they did, it was in overtime.
All right, I have a couple Penguins questions for you.
All right.
And for everybody out there, specifically this one. Are they set? Is their team on the floor, so to speak, right now? The time, by the way, is 10:52. brought to you by WeatherSeal? Or do you want Jim Rutherford, who's never shy about picking up that phone, do you want him to make one more deal? And if you do, what would that deal be for? 412-928-9370.
Six days away. It's next
six
Monday.
Days away. There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.